You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. How's everyone today?
Yay! Good evening.
Happy Rosh Hashanah to our Jewish listeners out there. And you take an apple, and you take honey, you dip it in for sweet New Year. I think we'll get some honey bread. No, afterwards, nice. Get some brandy. Dip it in. But anyway, Happy New Year to everybody. And then next week, we're deciding on to maybe do an earlier show because of Yom Kippur.
Oh, okay.
The holiest holiday of the year. So we're, you know, usually we do it. And it's a good show to do because you get a lot of people that are lonely, talking about their families, and we become their voice.
Yes.
And which is good. So tonight, we're going to have a fun show. Let me introduce Cassandra.
Hello.
Yes, hi, Cassandra. Yay.
Hello. Now, Cassandra's saying she former LA USD
teacher, yeah, elementary school
and
teacher.
And you're going to talk. We're going to talk about UFO.
Yes, we are.
And then you know who's interested in you too? He's going to come. Ken Pfeiffer.
I don't know.
Ken Pfeiffer is a MUFON researcher, and he talks about all the different things about UFOs.
That would be wonderful, because I don't really know a lot of people since I've been hiding out in this space alien closet, as it were, for the last 20-some-odd years and just working directly with extraterrestrials and the coalition, which is humans.
Right.
And
what's really interesting,
the people.
It was really interesting as we talked about all this. I went Tuesday to Oopars.
Oh, you went to the
Bigfoot
thing?
Yeah, they had a meeting about Bigfoot, and the guys were like, hee-haw, hee-haw! And the guy goes... You know, I get in the farm and I get the pig and I go, what the hell is this got to do with Bigfoot? So they were okay.
Yeah.
I got lost. I go, they were like like hee haw that used to do the,
yes.
When they do Roy Clark, the guy reminded me of Roy Clark. And he's going on and on and on. And I go, you know what? Another day I could handle this. Not today. Because I had to go do my show.
Right.
But I had to, go to a late night show. But anyway, it was interesting on Bigfoot. And he talks about all the different Bigfoots. But the problem with a lot of these guys who talk about Bigfoot, have they really seen them? You know?
That's the whole issue.
Yeah. And the guy described it. It's like dramatic. It's like Gone with the Wind. Mm-hmm. It's like something out of Merck and Mindy. You don't know. You don't know what to say, right?
Right.
And then I brought pizza. So everyone's happy they had food. And then they're charging for my pizza that I'm donating, which is funny.
Oh,
that's funny.
Nice.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
So Bars is... the pizza is donated and they charge, which I don't understand, but I don't know.
Exactly.
I give to others because
exactly.
I feel this way, they enjoy. But anyway, we're going to have a nice show. We also got in the building, Wes Harris and his CD called Pantomime.
Yes.
All right. And congratulations. Do you want to mention her name, the young lady?
I'm engaged, yeah.
Yay! What marriage is this? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, you know, we won't go into that.
Yeah, we won't go into that. It's because it's the show. She's from Brazil, or where?
Yeah, originally from Brazil, yeah.
Brazil!
Mm-hmm.
To the bang!
Yeah.
To the bang! To the bang! Okay, thank you very much. And then... Candy Lawyer.
Yes, Candy Lawyer.
And by the way,
you're in the house.
Are you coming in a film?
Yes, called Ride or Die. I'm auditioning end of October, but they start shooting in February.
Okay, that makes
yes,
sense.
It's my new film, which everything else, you know, second chance.
As long as you get paid.
Oh, I know, exactly.
As long as you get residuals.
Exactly.
If you don't get residuals, then you say, you know what, they forced me to do this film. That's what they do. They force me to do the film. By the way,
Kathleen called me. And he wanted me in there, so I'm like, okay, I'll do it.
Kathleen called me. Your buddy called me.
Oh,
She's supposed to have someone come. Well, who knows? You know.
Oh,
Kathleen.
My God.
You know Kathleen.
I haven't seen her in like years.
I know. See what happens when you worked on that thing?
Yeah, right?
And also Brooklyn. Too.
Oh, yeah, I talked to her yesterday.
How's she doing?
She's doing good. She's doing her own little salon while the hair product and everything. So.
But she needs to get started up.
Oh, yeah, you know, exactly.
As they say in business, start yourself going.
Yes.
But anyway, we're going to do our little intro, and we talked about Rosh Hashanah. We talked about, could you believe how much beef brisket was sold?
How much?
Beef brisket was sold. They say... 15 million loaves of beef brisket was sold in the U.S. during Rosh Hashanah. First night.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine someone's house? Brisket. And then potato kugel. chopped liver, and then matzo ball soup. So that was, you go to a restaurant now, that's like $30 at a restaurant.
Oh, wow.
You go to Jerry's Deli, it's like, you can get that with wine, and you go, huh? What kind of food is this? But anyway, it was very busy Rosh Hashanah, and then we'll talk about the news. I wanted to also wish everyone happy Rosh Hashanah Tova, a happy new year.
Happy new year.
I was going to talk about where it comes from, Rosh Hashanah. It means the beginning of the head of the year. The head of the year, so that's right. Rosh Hashanah. We try to explain. Because someone from Mars who may be listening going, dee dee, dee dee, dee dee, Rosh Hashanah. You know? You never know. We've had aircrafts circle here. We've had that happen.
Wow.
Many a time. And by the way, Yom Kippur will be next week. We're going to tell our audience, we may do a best of, we're deciding. But if we do the best of, we'll be back the week after.
Okay.
Because, you know, Yom Kippur is a real holiday. And Yom Kippur means it's the Day of Atonement, holiest holiday, day of the year in Judaism where you fast for one day.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. The people that are ill, they can't. But 25-hour period, allegedly. I have never seen 25-hour period. I've never seen it. But anyway, if you want to call us and talk to Cassandra, who's very interesting, and you want to talk to...
Thank you.
You want to talk to Wes Harris.
Hey.
And you want to talk to Candy, and you want to talk to...
Yes.
Other ladies that'll be on. It's 323-203-0815. Also, we're on BBS Radio live in San Francisco.
Yay.
So they're listening in. So if you want to call in, it's 323-203-0815. All toll free. Just got to dial that phone. And then I was going to mention, we have a brand new email. It's Cameron, spelled out, Datzker, DATZKER, @yahoo.com. So we're trying to get more people to... get us questions.
Yes.
Lord knows the questions
that's
they'll ask me.
Good.
They'll say, so, where were you behind September 15th? You know, I was in Russia. I went to negotiate a deal in Russia.
Yeah.
And also, we're on Instagram, cdatsker at Instagram. We're at Twitter, cdatsker123 at Twitter. Twitter! And cdatsker at email.com. Email.com. Also, you were going to introduce Cassandra, but what we want to do, we're going to get a song, right? Let's get a song.
All right.
That would be wonderful.
This one, beautiful. What do you want to play?
I'm going to do a song called Irrelevant.
Irrelevant, okay.
From the album Pantomime. You can reach me at wesharris.com, and also just Google Wes Harris Music, and I come up all over the place.
Are you playing around this area?
I will be soon. We're finishing this record. That record's been, you know, labor of love for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And so I've got quite a few songs ready. We have a pre-release CD if you want to. Anyone wants it, they can contact me through either Facebook or through WesHarris.com.
And what is your Facebook and Instagram?
Yeah,
I'm really not doing much on Instagram right yet, but my Facebook is Wes Harris Music.
Very okay.
Good. Yes, and then there's WesHarris.com. But just Google Wes Harris Music, and you'll hear a lot of my stuff.
And CD Baby.
Oh, yes, that's coming up real soon.
CD Baby.
You guys, yes. Wes Harris is W-E-S, and then Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S.
Yes.
So are these CDs for us? Or?
Yes, I brought some for you.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
You feel like Oprah Winfrey. We're giving something away. We're giving something free.
Yeah.
And we're my vacation
nice.
To Hawaii.
I love your picture.
Somewhere in there, there's a ticket in one of them.
That there's one ticket? Ooh. Okay.
There's a ticket somewhere. I don't know where it is.
Oh,
yes.
We got to see. Yeah.
All right, so go ahead. You're going to sing, so go ahead.
Okay, this is Irrelevant.
All right.
This morning with the taste of you etched within my memories. Funny how in dreams we often fly through skies that seem irrelevant. Have a rainbow in my pocket, tell the moon upon a string, everything you wanted and still remain irrelevant. You always ask me to dance to music I can't feel. I never gave you the chance to show me what was real to you. And I know what's true. Walking down the streets, beggars feel. Stopping at the hilltop cafe. All the places we passed a long way just fade into irrelevance. You always ask me music I can't feel. I never gave you the chance to show me what was real to you. And I know thoughts of you racing through my memories. Funny how in dreams we often fly the skies that seem.
That it? Yay! I know we want more. That's irrelevant.
Right.
Yeah, it's totally irrelevant.
That's irrelevant. Anyway, thank you. What a beautiful song.
Thank you.
We wish you a lot of luck.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And you were on my show the last time you had another song.
Yeah.
You did live. See, it's better when you do live.
Oh, I
love
it. On
radio. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so tell us about the other hits they will find on this CD.
Well, the album's called Pantomime. The title cut is Pantomime. We're still arranging it. I've had several musicians from... we've got Rich Neville from who was with Poco. We've got a couple of really nice musicians on there. LG Hamilton's producing it.
That's wonderful.
He's done some stuff with Hinder and some other Christian rock stuff. And it's just there's Pantomime on there. We have out right now is this is a pre-release CD.
Okay.
It's Butterfly and a song called Magnolia. And Magnolia is the consummate Oklahoma song. You have to live in Oklahoma. When you hear the lyrics, you'll
sweet net magnolias.
Yeah,
Oklahoma.
If you're from Oklahoma, you know what thunder snow is, and it's the only song in the world with the words that thunder snow is in. Yeah, it's the as far as I know, it's the only song ever written.
Well, what's funny? They always get they get hurricanes or the end results of a hurricane. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma and Texas, terrible.
Oh yeah,
terrible, terrible. Oh. So tell us. People met you the first time, so tell us a little about yourself. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Oklahoma City.
Okay, we'll forgive you. No,
yeah, exactly. That's what Rand McNally was going to leave us out of the map one time. I heard that. We're kind of...
He said, beyond Oklahoma. Go ahead.
Yeah exactly. So I've lived there most of my life. I've been to China. Obviously, I'm the girl that I'm marrying is, she's really into music. She's been a recording artist for a while. She's kind of keeping this under wraps until we're really, really...
Until it's really finalized.
Yes. It's all finalized.
Gotta get another ring.
Ring on the finger.
Get that ring on the finger.
Yeah, we're going to do all that first.
Women get mad when they don't get those two rings.
She's kind of famous, so she's kind of, we're going to keep this under wraps. But anyway, And let's see, I'm a herpetologist. I breed ball pythons, so that's something else you'll find. Is some
you,
really
you breed what? I'm sorry?
Wow. Ball pythons, yeah.
Oh, it's, wow. It's,
that's one of my vocations. I grew up with Vince Gill. We had Julian Akins for our guitar teacher, so in Oklahoma City there. And a lot of the guys from the Texas Playboys were... After my father died when I was eight, and he, Tommy Perkins would take me fishing. He was a drummer for that played for the Bob Wells and you know.
Well, what got you into the pythons?
Bob Jenny, he was a herpetologist, kind of a rogue type of character. Uh-huh. He hung out with the guy that created Nautilus equipment, uh-huh. and they would jump airplanes.
Yeah,
I think his name is Arthur Jones, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Arthur Jones was the creator of Nautilus.
Yes, and they would hop planes.
Nautilus Plus, that was his baby.
Yeah, and he had a huge crocodile collection.
Wow.
Arthur Jones did.
Live crocodiles?
Oh, yeah, live ones.
Live crocodiles.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes, and you know, these guys are nuts.
Now, what about the boas? You're talking about boas. How big can they get?
Well, we were talking about...
Yeah, you said. Well, first of all, we talked about Titanoboa, who's extinct in 60 feet long.
Yeah, 40 to 60, yeah.
Right, wow. And now you have one that was, what, 23 or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, my mom would feed this boa. I mean, that was actually what I boa, was a Burmese, Malaris bivitatis, a Burmese python. But my mom would feed it thawed rats, you know, with a towel, you know, which is 80 years old. God. I mean, this snake was 20. This snake retired at 23.
For crocodiles.
Yeah, no boas, man.
But this female python, she retired when she was 23 feet long in a zoo in France. So she's a real, real tame, you know, real good spokesman for large constrictors because she was really tame.
Well, I have snakes at home, but they're all either made out of beads or carved from wood.
Yeah, there you go. Those are safe.
Those are easy.
No live guys.
Yeah, no live guys.
Have you ever been near cobras?
Bob Jenny was big into cobras.
And, yeah, cobras are huge.
I think there was a guy.
They spit. You know, that poison.
Yeah.
Now,
that
Bill poison Hass was about almost immune to cobra venom. He had been bit so much.
Wow. Really?
So, yeah,
hold on. We're gonna talk to our buddy. How'd we get that? I don't know. Let's get off this. Come on.
Irreverent. Entertaining.
Oh, that was weird. Well, we're going to correct that problem, guys. Okay, we're going to correct this problem here.
We're dancing in here
we're
now.
Dancing.
There we
go, live!
Everybody.
That was funny.
Yeah, it will happen.
Anyway, we're going to have, we'll call my buddy up. She talked, last week you met, she's a life coach, Bernadette. My Italian girl from Texas, Austin.
Oh, yes, Bernadette. Yeah, she's
Bernadette, wonderful. Call us back. We'll get you right on. And we're going to also have a coming attraction. We're going to have the wonderful lady that wrote a book about Cynthia W. Hammer. And she's going to be coming in talking about, you know, the senior care, what happens. She's coming up on the show. And anyway, so we won't talk any more about snakes because I'll probably end up seeing one tonight.
Don't bring me a snake next
to me. Anyway, we wish you the best, and you'll be out here with hopefully some concert under your belt in LA.
Yes, soon.
So where are you living now?
Well, we're living in my fiance and I are living in Oklahoma City, kind of holed up in my house there with my little mini farm with the.
Because it's tough because you're in LA. You come to LA. And so you're visiting here now?
Yeah, we're moving there right now. Yeah. Back to Oklahoma City in a few days, but I'm here to do. I'm doing a judging a contest that's being put on.
Oh, nice!
And I'm doing some photo stuff, you know, so I can get out there and do a little, maybe even a little acting, because we'll see.
Well, that's Hollywood, man. It's mm-hmm. kind of make your career whatever. But anyway, we appreciate you. See, you got to live here. That's the thing.
That's the thing. Yeah, we're working on it.
You're
yeah.
already
why can't you get a place? You know where Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Right? Hollywood, you get a place.
Yeah Hollywood's getting nice.
Yeah, we're staying in the apartment.
Yeah, it's
really Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I always think of Hollywood? Musso and Frank.
Oh, yes. I haven't eaten there in years.
The
I love
great.
Going there.
Yeah, that's a nice place. We have to go there. By the way, we're going to, something's going to happen with us. We're trying to get approval to do a concert in San Diego soon.
Wow.
So we'll all be going, hopefully, San Diego soon. We're trying to, Kathleen, my buddy, is trying to hook us up with a wonderful bar there. And we'll do a live show. We'll give away stuff.
Oh,
this will be soon. We're going to give you a date announcement. And then already it's October coming up. Halloween-y.
I know.
It's already.
The year's almost over.
I know. Oh, what happened to 2017?
Zipped.
And then, of course, the holidays. We have our fun Christmas show. I do like a long Christmas show every year because we play Christmas songs. The next time of the show, no more Christmas songs. That's it. But it's a fun show. We do. So anyway, we wish you much success. Stay with us. We're going to talk to Cassandra. And do you have anything you want to tell us?
No, I'm just doing really well. And okay. I am, like I said, I'm looking for like a radio show.
Right. She needs a job.
For the radio, I love radio. It's just so much fun.
Radio is a musical
store. For like almost 2 years.
Radio is a musical store. In your head, in your car. You remember that song?
I remember.
So. Yeah, my buddy sang it. English guy sang the song. It was on MTV. They used to have that song.
Yes.
Anyway, so hang with us. We'll try to get Cynthia here. We'll get a chair, and you'll sit behind me. And Cynthia, and then we'll have you, you'll be here so we can all be together. So let's get Cynthia in here. Now tell us, Cassandra had a neat experience, and maybe what we may do, if you don't mind, we'll have Cynthia come in.
Okay.
Cynthia, if you're out there, come on in, come on down, and her friend, and then what you can do, we could get people in here. Maybe come on down.
Thanks for having
me. And then no problem, you come in. And we're going to have an author. She's a famous author.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. Yeah, then we're going to switch. We're going to switch now. Anyway, I give a news brief. There's not my news brief. Real quick, the news brief. Anyway, I got some Hollywood gossip first. You know me, I'm in Hollywood. I have an interesting couple together. You want to hear this one?
Yes.
Martha Stewart.
Oh.
And, what's his name? He's the rapper.
Snoop Dogg. That's right. She's done things with him.
Show.
Well, the story is they're going to get married.
What?
It was announced today.
No, he's married. He's been married to the same girl since.
No. And what happened today, where I was somewhere, and someone said that he's going to make an announcement. And I go, wow, what an interesting, funny thing that's going to happen. But Snoop Dogg and seeing them together is funny.
It is. The juxtaposition of those two.
We give the gossip. Yeah. The gossip news. I'm going to give you another gossip news in Hollywood. We heard about the Emmys and we got to see them and be part of them. The next thing, they're going to do a show about female vampires.
Oh, okay.
That's coming up on Fox TV. Female vampires.
Male vampires.
That's so in real life. They're just doing a show. And one who's going to play the vampire, believe it or not, is going to be Lindsay Wagner.
Oh, really?
She's going to come back.
Oh.
So we give you the truth at LA. Let's portray you. And we're going to give you the
real
truth. Well, hello, Benedette. How are you?
Well, good evening, darling. I'm doing just fine. Thank you. And you?
Good. I know you were calling in. We announced you on the air. And now we've got the interesting Cynthia. Cynthia's in the room. We got to finish
up.
Hi.
Cynthia W. Hammer. She wrote a great book called A Good Case.
A Good Case.
And a good beer. No, just kidding. That's afterwards. A good beer.
A good beer after you've lived through the cases.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello.
Yeah. And then, by the way, we got some emails. One lady said,
woohoo.
A lady called about, wrote me regarding, we talked about how the elderly should be treated and about the caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
So one lady goes, I'm ready to fire my caregiver. And you know the funny part was?
What?
She didn't hear our own show. Her son called me. He said, my mom's losing a little of her something. But it was nice for her to call anyway. Mm-hmm. She said that she hates her caregiver. But people, it's good.
Yes.
But she expressed herself. So I said to the son, why don't you go and select someone you trust?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what came out of it.
Good advice. Good job.
I'm not as good as you, but it came out. So anyway, Brenda, what's going on in Austin, Texas?
Sounds like you guys got great things going on over there.
Hey, we're having fun. I got Cassandra! Elliot in the room. I got Cynthia.
Yes.
Hey, Hammer.
Hammer time.
Hammer time. Well, hello, everybody. Sounds like a party going on over there.
A party.
There's always a party on LA Talk Radio.
Right?
And mine's the last show of the day, so it's fun. It's fun to do the show, being so crazy. So tell us what we talked about you being a life coach, okay? And tell us about some things that you're doing. You're doing a seminar.
I am. I'm planning actually it's like a retreat for the spring coming up. And I am doing a practitioner's seminar coming up. So it will be specific to healers or alternative medical professionals or anybody really in the healing profession. You talk about, you know, the elderly, the children, the whole nine yards. And basically it's all about helping them to get to the next level. So breaking through the barriers to reach our highest potential
as
practitioners.
Breaking through the potential. Yeah. Well, you know what's funny? I was listening to LA-based, they have a life coach. I forgot her name. But she always smiles. She goes, hello. And she's always smiling. She does infomercials. She's always smiling. Mm. So you can tell her. We had an earthquake. Hello. but anyway, what you're saying is true. People right now are looking for help, right? All around.
The whole world needs help.
Yeah.
We all need help,
we
right?
We all need help. And you know what the interesting thing is?
It's a never ending.
You know what the interesting thing was? There was a poll, I think it was the New York Times. They had a poll. What is the things that bother people? Mm-hmm. And you know what the biggest thing was? Hmm. It was kind of funny because you think of other things. Mm-hmm. Fear.
Yes.
Fear bothers people. Mm-hmm. Would you ever think fear? I would never think fear. Mm-mm. I think money, you know, because of the economy.
Well, maybe you could say
fear. Well, that's all part of fear.
Yeah, that's a manifestation.
Fear of that.
Yes, yes.
Not having enough money to pay your bills, to take care of your family, mm-hmm. things like that.
Yeah, because you never think of the word fear.
Yeah, it's a natural it's a natural emotion, fear.
Yeah.
You don't want to live in it or stay in it, but it's normal, right?
You want to lose it.
It's too much chemicals to run that kind of chemicals in your body.
It's part of, I'm sorry, it's part of that processing.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Totally part of the processing, but it's getting control of the fear and recognizing it, embracing it, and moving past it.
Exactly.
So,
Candy, you have anything to ask her? I got Candy. Candy Loya. You have anything to ask her? She knows about relationships, everything. Ask her a question.
Oh my God, relationships? What kind of relationships do you know about?
Well, we only got 1 hour, Joe. Go ahead.
Give me the best advice on relationships.
I'm sorry, to whom are we speaking?
Candy.
Candy Loya.
Hi, Candy. Are you talking to me?
Yes. I'm talking to you.
I'm sorry.
You're the relationship expert.
What is the best advice you can give about relationships?
Keep the communication lines open and honest.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right on.
I mean, the bottom line is it's all about the connection, the communication, and if that's not there, then, well, what else can you build on?
Exactly, because divorce are so. Like really high rate right now. So
is it still over 50%?
Yeah. Well, I think, I believe, I've been married for 17 years.
Oh, good for you.
And what I've discovered
Hugs
is...
Enough.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I should get around. Thank you. Thank you. It's work. It's work. Yes, marriage is work. And I think anything in life, you do feel like giving up, but you have to see it through. You're not always in love 24/7.
Nah.
That is a lie.
Not people, like a Lucille Ball.
Ain't no man and no white horse going to come and rescue you. That fairy tale stuff, we ought to throw out all the fairy tale books.
Okay, throw them out.
Because it's not letting the child live in reality. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with, you know, that fantasy and escaping and being creative. But the reality is that everything in life, as we talked about before, takes work. And I think we do give up too easy.
We do.
You know, the grass, we think the grass is greener. It's not.
Well, there's always that thing about, oh, well, this isn't meant for you. There's something better.
Something better will be out there. Yeah.
And that whole concept of constantly thinking something better. There's something
better. Something better.
Oh, let me tell you something, girlfriend.
Yes. Girlfriend. I love it. I want to know. I love it, too.
Three times in my life, mm-hmm. I have had men say to me, mm-hmm. I think I should, I know you're the most wonderful woman I have met, and I really think I should marry you.
However,
but I keep thinking that there's like one more woman out there that I can sleep
just in
with.
Case.
Yeah.
And I'm and I just
someone said that to you
three times.
It's,
what? This is why I eventually took a vow of chastity. Please, I couldn't take
that. That's a round of applause.
That's great. Yeah. So, why does that happen? Let's talk to our expert. Okay. Why does that happen where men can't make up their freaking mind? And act like it's the dating game. You remember the dating game?
Yes.
Da-da-da-da-da. and people tend to lead women to, you know, they get you in, like Rocky Balboa said, they get you in, and they throw you out. You know, but that's what happens in relationships. Don't you agree?
I kind of disagree on that with my relationship, though.
Okay, you had a good one.
Yes, I have a good relationship. I mean, we make our relationship, we communicate. I mean, I was married for 15 years, remember? And I have a new relationship for 2 years. I've known the guy for 5 years. We're friends. But we make our day, like, an everyday date, like a new date.
Well, that's what you have
to do. To make
the
relationship go.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I am the happiest woman with him, and he's a lot younger than me. I can say that. And
well,
Cameron
we're
knows this.
Whatever we're saying, what works, right? Yeah. So that's part of the recipe that works.
It's just that you have to make it a new day every day with your relationship. Make something new. Explore something new.
Yeah.
Do something new.
Every day requires a new beginning. And
exactly.
I think perspective on relationship and what you want, I think is the most huge thing is where you are at individually. And there's no one solid answer for that question for you, Cameron. There's not one solid answer that's going to, you know, apply to every situation.
True.
Every individual is on their own vibrational level.
Different.
And that vibrational level that we're at, it's the law of attraction. It, you know, what we put out, that is the level that we are going to bring back in. So if there is a disruption in that and we're not able to find somebody that we feel, you know, is our dream guy, then we have to look at what is the core issue of why we haven't gotten to the place where, you know, we obviously have blocks. There's obviously something there that's keeping that portion of your reality unsatisfactory.
So Bernadette, just like the old saying goes, right? When people say you're my better half and you really want to be a whole person, you don't look for anyone to make you happy.
Right.
So it comes down to you want to be a happy person so you won't be outside looking for the next wife or the next person.
Yeah.
You know?
That's exactly right. I mean, if you're not, if you're not at that vibrational level where you are experiencing you're happy, then, you know, that's really what we need to strive for, because our partner is supposed to be our complement.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to complement us. They're supposed to enhance our happy. They're not supposed to be our happy.
Exactly.
And
that's,
I think, where a lot of relationships, you know, kind of come apart, is because each one is looking at the other to fill a void or to fill something that they lack, as opposed to looking within themselves and going, you know what? Maybe there's something in me that I need to fix.
Yes.
Maybe I need to dig a little deeper, because, you know, our soul goes back a ways and there's a lot of stuff. And, you know, we're not always aware. And a lot of these things are subconscious things that we've absorbed from a number of factors. So, you know, the place to look is within, and the thing to find is your own happiness and your own centerpiece.
Right.
Once you find that, then everything else is complementary, and you can look at every experience, even those tiffs that we might have in a relationship, we can look at those as an experience to build on, as opposed to an obstacle to overcome.
Yes.
Yeah.
And someone once said to me, it's not about how the person treats you, it's how you treat them. if you start with that.
With respect to
each
other.
Mm-hmm. And in that, I would also like to say it's not about how you treat them. It's about how you treat yourself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
There you go.
You know, because first. How you see yourself and it, as you empower yourself and you become that, then that's an automatic response to anybody else you encounter.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, let's be clear and put out the disclaimer. We're not talking about abusive relationships.
Right.
That's a whole nother topic. Well, you'd be surprised who will call you, right?
Well, let me
and email you, right?
Yeah.
Send you letters.
Send me letters. Come to my house. We're interested. You know, there was Dr. Phil. You got Dr. Phil was interviewing. She's an Irish singer. She was on his show. She went crazy in a hotel room.
Sinead O'Connor.
Yes. Oh, you saw that?
To you or whatever that was.
Yes.
And Dr. Phil says it takes a lot of time for that reindeer to get to your home. I said, what the hell is he talking about, reindeer? But anyway, he's right. It takes time and time.
Mm-hmm.
And
it takes communication. You guys both have to compromise each other. I mean,
right.
That's how I've lasted with my relationship. We're really happy. And
you look happy?
I am so happy. Oh, my God.
That is fantastic. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Well, this is the problem we're having just as a whole society, because we're not on an individual familial level taking creating a balance and a positive nature and a growth. And this is why our country is like this.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
this is why the extraterrestrials are not thrilled with us.
Yes. Yeah.
I know.
They're not happy with us whatsoever.
But I like the fact that you said that. Communication.
The number one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I think though out here in Los Angeles, I think communication. There's a lot of different ways people communicate,
right?
And so I'm old school communication. Talk to me, but I could say one thing, and somebody else could misinterpret it.
Right.
And so then we're on two different subjects. That was the hardest thing to understand. And I'm thinking, well, where I come from, if I say this, that's what that means,
right?
So why does it mean something else all of a sudden?
People. Get things in their head, and they have to mess it around or something.
Yeah,
right.
Because they're not understanding how
you
are an honest person.
Yes.
I mean, I took a look at you last week when you were crossing the street, and I went, "Oh, she's an intelligent, lovely person." I could see that on your face, and that's why I went and turned and talked to you.
Yes.
But people don't see, and people don't hear, and we're not trained to see or hear unless you're like trained as an artist or a musician.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
And
true.
This is what we have to also put into the schools.
What do you say?
Yes.
Yeah.
In modern day society, we're trained to look at the shiny stuff.
Mm. Exactly.
You know,
the
bling. We're not trained to look at the inner anything. And so people take people for granted all of the time, but it's because we live in a land of illusion where everything that's important to us is everything that should be peripheral.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Right. I agree.
And
it's like a grievance center.
I want to give you a quick example. This panel. I was calling into a doctor's office, and they may be going to lunch, and I needed a file.
Right.
And I said that if you're going to lunch, are you going to let the next person know my message? And they said, well, when we go to lunch, there is always someone here. Well, I know that. It says 9 to 5. I know there's always someone here. That's not why I'm calling.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
There you go.
And so you repeat, you reiterate it back to me like I'm accusing you of having an empty office. Do you know what I'm trying to say? When they reiterate it back to you, like, of course someone is here when we go to lunch. Well, I wasn't questioning.
Right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. That drives me.
My show has become an analyst here right now.
People are not even reading texts. They don't read the emails. I've sent out emails where I put a lot of information in the subject line because I figure people are scanning, they'll get the information. No, they reply back to me and ask me questions that the subject line answers. And I'm like,
what the hell?
People are not reading. They're not listening to their messages. They're not even reading their text messages.
Yes.
No.
But they send you back, and it's very confusing.
It's like they speed read, and they go over whatever you're trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't understand.
When she's asking them a question, they avoid it.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't answer the question.
They don't answer the question.
Yeah.
Right, but there was a time when you just said, guess what? I don't want to answer your question. What happened to that straightforward honesty?
Okay,
Jimmy Kimmel went through that this week.
You already went through that? Okay.
So, by the way, what do you think of Jimmy Kimmel, what he did this week? And he's getting a lot of, what do you think about, Jimmy Kimmel has this young son that has got a heart, I think, a problem.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's got through all those congressmen, senators, and even when they answer him, they don't know what to say.
Mm-mm.
They make up stories as it goes. And he said, you guys are lying to me. Mm-hmm. And that's
brave.
You've seen them?
Mm-hmm.
They have no answer.
Mm-mm.
Well, I like him a lot. He seems really grounded.
Yes.
All the late night hosts, grounded and real.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
You feel like you can like look into his soul and touch into his soul.
Mm-hmm.
Where the others, I always feel like, are kind of super. Yeah,
they come here and
they're doing a persona.
Well, you know, like Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
He's on something because he's not.
I was going to say they're high, but I didn't know if
we
could say that.
Well, let's
just say
it.
Just flying through the air.
You know, Jimmy Fallon, if you see him, you know, performing, you feel like maybe he's on alcohol. And, you know, you feel that. But Jimmy Kimmel comes from a very good family.
Mm-hmm.
And his aunt, I didn't go to San Gennaro.
Oh, yeah, because he start doing the San Gennaro behind his studio?
Yeah, in Hollywood. It was wonderful. And then he was very open and honest. He's one of the few.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what someone said? Jimmy Kimmel for president!
Yeah, I know.
I remember when he was running for vice president during the campaign. He was doing that.
Huh.
But, well, as we all
know. That gives you a thing about the country because... Because people just want an answer,
yes,
and they want something to say. Everything's beautiful, wonderful, but they don't do anything about it.
Well, this is the thing I've been thinking about lately. I notice whenever they make a decision, none of them come and explain up front why they made the decision.
Right.
They just go, okay, this is the decision. And then everybody starts screaming and going crazy, and then they dig through the rubble and they find the reason. And then the reasoning, you know, you'd hope is legitimate, but it can be legitimate.
You used to need a reason before you spoke about it. You're right.
As an elementary school teacher, this is the wrong way of doing it. You come out, especially nowadays, the leaders should come out and go, given these circumstances, this is why we are doing this. And then everybody knows ahead of time and can relax through it if they're going to relax.
Yes.
Or then at least know why, you know, why this was done. And this is, I'm telling you, this is...
Well, the Jimmy Kimmel thing is good that it came out because he's telling us how wrong the health system is, how wrong the people that are in power are, and that we need to focus on... Look at the homeless problem. They had a big story about it in Granada Hills. Did you see it on TV? No, I just said it.
Yes.
And it was an interesting story because you know what happened? A guy had his house in Granada Hills open, and one person came along, another person came along, and then it became Swamp City, as they call it, in Granada Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become a disaster. The neighbors don't like him being there, but where do you put him?
Put him, but we have the finances to put him somewhere.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, all the... Go ahead.
Yeah, no. But the thing is also, remember a while back, the city of Los Angeles was going to build all this housing for the homeless. Mm-hmm. And the ACLU came in and said, you cannot force these people to go into this into these homeless buildings for the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And this was a very mind-boggling thing. Yes, you want people to have their independent freedom, but so many of the people on the street have mental issues.
Right.
And so stop advocating for them to like live on the street and start helping them get into places where people can take care of them and where you can monitor to make sure nobody's taking advantage of each other or taking advantage
of you know what they should have? Like you just said, they have North Hollywood, they have for the homeless people, they have housing.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful idea. Great idea.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're seeing now is cities are being ravaged. Like tent cities, like when you go to third world countries, worse third world countries. Because these people, you don't offer them incentive, you don't offer them food, you don't give them any positive hope.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the problem is with that whole problem. You put them in a place that would be warm, relaxing, home, and gives them something to think about. Maybe I should be looking. Maybe.
Yes. Well, we do have the lovely lady from the Community Council of Van Nuys who knows all about that.
Let's bring her in.
Okay. Because from what I understand is that, I don't want to lose my thought. Okay, so we have people, there's a lot of red tape. It's a lot of red tape.
That's right,
and you have people just holding down a job. That is the problem. Yeah. because we do have the finances and there's a way to get to it, but you only have so many people that are compassionate about it. You have so many employees, you have maybe 20 that are really doing the work. Like anything in life, you only have a certain percentage that does the work. The rest of them pick up the check.
Right, exactly.
But the funds are there. The buildings are here. Lord knows we have enough vacant buildings. But I know other people can speak on it better than I can. But I also believe it's the what we talked about last week about the young children that we have coming behind us, the millennials. We have younger people in positions that I believe don't really understand when they're thrust into that kind of system how to really help the people.
Exactly.
And so we also have that as an issue. And I it's not fair to them because they're the one that suffers for it.
Well, you know what's interesting is that in this discussion about we're talking about the homeless and all these other
about the homeless.
The homeless. Oh, you deal with the city point of view. You introduce yourself to the audience. Anyway, maybe I should have you introduce her.
Yes. Okay, so this is my good friend. We just came from a film festival, a red carpet event. So we
Was it the one in North Hollywood?
Yes. Yes, it was awesome.
Is it still happening or not?
It's probably wrapping up, maybe another hour.
Oh, okay.
So this is the lovely Maria. She is from the Community Council of Van Nuys. Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
You're on.
Yeah, you're on. You know, Bernadette, we have you on, and we're going to have this lady explain about and talk about what's going on, the truth.
Hello, Marie. Maria.
Hello.
Maria.
My name is Maria. I'm from the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council.
Okay.
And what I do is I put on events, different events and things in a community to help the community. Like last month, I just went on a softball event. The community against the police department, and yes, the community did win.
Of course.
But I put it on to try to bridge the little gap that we may have going on with the officers right now. Let the community see the officers in a different light, and let the officers come out and have fun with the community. At the end of this month, the Assemblyman and I, as well as what my good friend Cynthia, we're putting on a comedy show. It is free to enter. It's going to be at the State Building in Van Nuys, 6150 Van Nuys Boulevard, with the Assemblyman, Adrian Mazarin. And we're going to have comics from all over come out and perform, and all the proceeds, which is donations. We're just asking for people to donate T-shirts, et cetera, and we're going to send everything back to the people that has been a victim of floods, hurricane, et cetera.
So we want to know about the homeless. What's going on? Because you seem to know a lot about that.
She's going
to
tell us about the homeless.
Tell us what can be done. We're asking you.
What could happen? Well, you know, they have a thing that's going on right now. They do have a lot of money to help the homeless, but what they really need is people to open up shelters.
Right.
If you can open up a shelter, and they also have a thing to where if you have an extra bedroom in your home, they will let you bring in someone that's homeless. Now, you could pick. You can say, I would like to have a homeless person, a mother with a young child, or something like that. And they also had on the news to where if you have a garage, they can turn around and give you, I think it's $50,000 to upgrade, you do the upgrades that's needed for your garage, or $75,000, if I'm not mistaken, to build a garage so that way you can help someone. They did get a lot of money, but we just need people that's willing to open up these shelters.
That's the problem.
Our businesses.
That's the big problem, is having to find the people. But see, what I think is what they did in North Hollywood, where they built nice places for the homeless, and they're looking. You know, the problem with the valley is it's so built up that where you go next, you know,
exactly. That's the whole problem. Well, downtown, they're now putting up these multi-story buildings, and they're going up 30, 40 stories for apartments. And all around the downtown area, there's like four-story low-rises for apartments because we're just running out of space for people, people keep coming. People keep coming. All the parking lots are gone. All the parking lots in downtown are gone. They're all being built.
Yeah. See, that's what's going on in Los Angeles is where Bernadette, she's a life coach.
Austin is the same. Austin is right there with you guys. I mean, our homeless population has grown through the roof. It's really sad. It's really sad. And then more catastrophes happen around the more homeless population we have. And I think part of the problem is that we group them all together as if all homeless are just homeless. And there's so many different, like you guys were saying before, so many different levels of individuals who are in that dilemma right now or state of, you know, mm-hmm. living, that some are very educated. Some just, you know, they've just, whatever happened. Some do have mental illnesses and they need that kind of treatment. And mm-hmm. I think that that's part of the problem is that, you know, we need facilities that are able to tend to those individuals that need the mental assistance, mm-hmm. and those that need the physical assistance, and then those that need the help to get into the industries that they were in, you know, or help them get educated to find a new one. I mean, right. you know, everybody has different needs. So that's my input on it. But Austin,
thank you. That was very
thank you. Yes.
By the way, we'll let her go because we're gonna close the show out. But thank you so much, Brenette. Next week you'll be on. We're gonna talk about sightings.
Oh,
UFO sightings.
Talk about what?
UFO sightings.
Right on. That's exciting.
In fact, I'm gonna be having an author on that had a sighting last week.
Oh, awesome.
Bring him in.
Well, yeah,
awesome.
A couple of weeks ago, I was looking out my balcony and I saw that one. I've seen it before over downtown. It's this great UFO. It changes shape. It goes from like a square to a triangle to a circle, and then it stops and it starts pulsing light. Oh, it's fabulous. I applaud every time I see it. It's like performance art in the sky.
Brought to you by the UFO Society. But anyway, Bernadette, thank you so much and have a wonderful
week.
Thank
you, guys.
See you, Bernadette.
Take care.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
By the way, Bernadette has her own, she's going to be out here to do her life coaching. But I wanted to mention, you have a great program, what you're doing. Let's go around the room. And Cassandra, we get this show. It takes off on its own.
Yeah.
But what we're going to do is, in the coming weeks, we're going to talk about our version of Bigfoot. We have people. And we have also about UFO phenomena.
Okay. And if you want to...
Yeah, I'd love to have them.
Because, you know, as I said, I belong to the Coalition. We're a covert multinational umbrella organization for extraterrestrials, contemporary humans, and humans from the future. And we're, you know, working, they're trying to do events, as well as they work to get our current president elected.
Right.
Because, as I said, they have interdimensional surveillance devices in all major world leaders' offices and homes, and they know who these people actually are in comparison to what we are told who they are.
Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we're going to, we don't have
Cindy W. Hammer, Good Case.
30 seconds in radio.
Cindy W. Hammer, Arthur, A Good Case. Amazon, Arthur House. Thank you.
Yes. And then we would thank you to come on.
Thank you.
And then Candy Loya.
Yay.
Yay, Candy. And then we'll send our best wishes to Jose Escamilla.
Jose, yeah.
And we wanted to thank everyone for calling us. So next week, we either will be on the air or we may not be on the air. We're deciding with Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
So we'll let you know.
Okay.
But the week after that, definitely we'll be on the air.
Okay.
All right. Good night, everyone, from Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Hello. LA Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.